Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered with me, Dre Williams. Y'all, Valentine's Day just passed, and I've been sitting with something that I think we don't talk about enough. The seasons of marriage. I've been married for almost 6 years. This will be 6 years together with my husband. But we've been together for almost 8 years, y'all. And I can honestly say we are not the same people we were when we first met. We've grown, we've changed, and that growth hasn't weakened our marriage. It's deepened it. And I think sometimes we don't hear that enough. We're surrounded by highlight reels, but real marriage is lived in seasons. And when I first got married, I was like, in seasons? Like, I read some book, like, I can't remember the name of this book, but I started reading it. I was like, there's seasons of marriage, but at the time, I didn't know. But marriage isn't static. It's not frozen in time. Who you were when you met isn't who you are now, and that's okay. Life changes you, parenthood changes you, responsibilities change you, and marriage has to grow with you, not resist that growth. If you expect your marriage to look the same year after year, you'll feel disappointed, not because something is wrong, but because growth was never meant to be stagnant. And one thing I want to also mention is that when I mention growth, I mean growing together, not apart. Because the goal isn't to preserve who you were. The goal is to grow together. For us, Valentine's Day doesn't have to be extravagant. We've been together long enough to know that love doesn't only show up on one day a year. Sometimes it's low-key, sometimes it's staying home, sometimes it's just enjoying each other's company. We might surprise each other with a small activity. We might just chill. We focus on being present, not performing. Now, listen, I still like my flowers or a nice car. Don't get me wrong. Or when he playing something, I still love it. But we don't save love for Valentine's Day. We give to each other throughout the year when we feel led. Love doesn't have to be loud to be real. What really grounds our marriage is understanding why it exists. We know that we're working. We know what we're working towards. We know what matters to us. We know what we're building together. And because of that, we don't let outside expectations shake us. We talk about our marriage's mission. We talk about our goals. We talk about what we're working on emotionally, financially, spiritually. I actually have our mission written down in my journal. And I also have it on my laptop where we recently expanded it. We revisit it, we talk through it, we realign when we need it. When you're grounded in purpose, comparison loses its power because you can go back to what you are doing. Because if you're doing something that's not, if it's non-traditional, it takes you grounding yourself, knowing your why. You have to go back to it. There are a lot of things that try to challenge a marriage. Finances, fatigue, life pressure, distractions. But when you're aligned, when you understand that you are one, those things don't have the same grip. Unity doesn't mean perfection. It means commitment to return to center. And that grounding keeps us strong against anything that tries to pull marriages apart. I want to invite you to reflect with your spouse, not with pressure, not with criticism, just reflection. Like, ask yourselves, what are our expectations of marriage? What are our goals? What is the mission of our marriage? What grounds us in this season? You don't have to have perfect answers. You just have to be willing to talk and figure it out together. Marriage isn't meant to look like a highlight reel. It's meant to be lived, learned, and grown through season by season. And that kind of love doesn't fade when holidays pass. So with that, I leave you to ask those questions. And if you want to share them, I would love to hear them. If you love this, if you enjoyed this episode, I won't even just say loved. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave a review and share it with a mom friend. And until next time.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.